Hey, I brought the pizza and the drinks. You better have that cheesy movie and Mario Kart ready. I'm so glad we're back to our usual Friday hangouts. Oh, I missed it so much when you were busy before, always on dates and stuff, but now it's our time. I've been waiting to kick your ass all week. I hope the movie you picked is funny, because you're going to need a sense of humor after I'm done with... Oh, I'm sorry. Is everything okay? Wait, really? She is already dating someone else. It's been, what, a week? Ugh, what a... Okay, sorry. I promised I wouldn't call her that. But honestly, it sounds like she deserves it right now. I'm so sorry. Can I ask who? Isn't that the guy you were always nervous about from her work? Damn, I'm sorry. That is rough. You really don't deserve that, and I'm sure you're 10 times the boyfriend he will ever be. Maybe she was cheating, maybe she wasn't, but dating this soon after the breakup is just... Ugh. Yeah. I can see how much it hurt you. I don't think I would know whether to be more angry or sad if I were in your shoes. Well, maybe pizza and movies and some games will cheer you up. That's always been the highlight of my week. I'll even promise to go easy on you. I'll let you win a few rounds. What? No? You don't think you feel up to it? Well, what if we just start with the movie? Something to keep your mind off her, you know? Would it help if maybe we cuddled while we watched it? It's just... In the past, when I've been through a breakup, sometimes it wasn't even sex I missed, really. It was the closeness, and I wouldn't mind being close. So long as I get to be the little spoon. Yeah? Perfect. Okay, I'll go put the movie in, and you just relax on the couch. Is this the one you picked? This one is great. Okay. Let me just reach down here and put it in the Blu-ray. Hey now, are you staring at my butt? Did I really just catch you? I wore these yoga pants because they're comfortable, not because I wanted to invite you to stare. Cut you some slack? Fine, fine. I suppose I can let it go this time. There, it's all ready to go. Now scoot back. You haven't left nearly enough room for me. Yes, yes, I know that cuddling means we'll have to touch, but I just don't want to fall off the couch, okay? Come on. All right, that's better. And look, it's starting. You know, you don't have to keep your arms at your side like that or anything. If we're going to cuddle, we should do it right. Here, take your arm. Yeah, wrap it around my waist like that. That's nice. You are really warm. And honestly, you smell kind of nice too. Are you comfy? Is this nice for you? Good. I'm wiggling too much? Okay, sorry. I'll try and settle in. I love how this movie opens. They really just have you laughing out of the gate. Except... You aren't laughing. This isn't helping like I thought it would. You seem kind of distracted. Look, this is important. Us spending time together is what keeps us close. Having a little best friend date like this every week. You're my best friend in the world. We've shared more than most friends have, that's for sure. But I need you to be really present, to really be here when we're hanging out, you know? And I think maybe you need it too. Maybe you just need what we are doing to be a bigger distraction than thinking about her. Listen, maybe we can revisit what we did last week. Before you say anything, I know I said it was to keep you from being all sexually frustrated and grumpy, but in the end, is this that much different? What if I got you off again? If anything is going to put you in a better mood, that has to be it, right? I mean, you certainly looked like you were in a better mood last time when you had your cock between my tits. What if I just let you pick again? Yeah, from the three options I gave you last time, silly. Don't tell me you already forgot them. Oh, you did you? You know, something tells me you just want to feel me get all nervous and squirmy while we're cuddling, but fine. So the first option, the one you chose last time, was for you to put your cock between my tits. The second option, the one I think is called an ass job, is for you to put some oil or lotion or something on my butt cheeks and rub yourself between them until you come. Hush, you don't see me blushing. Let me finish. Okay, thank you. Now, the last one was called a thigh job. I would just slide my yoga pants and my panties down. You would put your cock between my thighs and against my pussy and thrust like that until you come. I think I feel... Did you just get hard against me while I told you the last option? No, it's okay. I'm glad I can turn you on, like last time. Does that mean that's the one you're going to pick? Okay, yeah. It sounds kind of hot, you know? Besides, I think we can do that right here, laying like this. No, you're making me blush again. No, I don't think we'll need any lube or anything. You're pressing against me so hard now. Yes, it's making me excited. To be honest, I was hoping you'd need me again today ever since we made plans to hang out. You were hoping I would let you? I said I would, didn't I? I can feel that you're ready. Let me reach around and slide my hand inside your pants. God, I love feeling how hard you are. Go ahead. I can't undo your pants from this angle. Here, let me slide these yoga pants down. Underwear, too. It's so exciting, stripping off clothes with you like this. I've been thinking about this for a while, and it's really got me going. I'm so wet already. Do you have it out? I'll just reach behind my back. Oh, fuck. I know I've held it before, but it just feels so hot. and maybe even harder than last time. I just can't help but stroke it a little, like it was made to fit in my hand. Okay. I'm going to spread my thighs a little, and you can just put it between, okay? Higher? Right up against... Yeah. Fuck. It's so exciting to feel your cock actually against me like this. Just... will you stay like this for a second? Thanks. If I squeeze my thighs, it feels really nice. Will you kiss my neck? I'm really sensitive there, and I just love it when... Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, you're giving me chills. Oh, just below my ear, right like that, yeah. Okay, go ahead and thrust a little, but not too fast, okay? Oh, no. Trust me, I started getting wet when I caught you staring at my ass. As soon as you start moving, it'll be plenty. Oh. God, last time, I loved seeing how much pleasure you were getting, but this time, honestly, your cock is rubbing against my clit, and it feels so fucking good. Don't stop kissing my neck. Gonna make me tear this cushion. I'm gripping it so hard. I'm squeezing my thighs around you tighter and tighter. Does it feel nice to thrust your cock against my pussy between my warm, soft... Oh, fuck. You just bit my neck. No, I'm fine. Oh, more than fine. I fucking love it. You can do it again. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, you fucking bite my neck and you make me come. I want you to. Oh, I want you to mark my neck. I want to see my neck later and remember how amazing this feels. I want to remember the way you feel between my thighs like this. And how much you make my body tingle when you kiss and bite my neck. You're close. Don't stop. It's okay. Just come between my thighs. I'm getting close too. Please, please keep going. Oh, I can feel you tensing behind me. Oh, I'm gonna... fuck. Oh, please keep going. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yeah, just come. I want you to come all over my thighs. All over my pussy. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come with you. Oh. Bit my neck again right as I came, and I felt like I was gonna explode. I couldn't even handle it. Yes, in a very good way. God, I still can't believe you made me come. Thank you. Listen, I know there's only one of these choices left, but I really care about you. And if you need me while you're getting over this mess with her, I can be here for you during these Friday friend dates or any other time you need me. Me and my body are here for you, okay?